are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. Well, like to say Happy New Year's to all our loyal listeners here of the Filipino American National News. On today's show, we will have a plethora of music along with some community announcements and some news. In regards to some of the local Balita community announcements, it looks like on Saturday, the February the 17th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their 45th annual presentation of debutantes and escorts. We'll have more information in regards to that event. Also, looks like the Minnesota Vikings season has come to an end this afternoon. I believe they finished with a record of 7-10. Filipino-American Cam Bynum, who we've featured here on the show. We had a brief interview with him last year, and he's had a couple of benefits for his Bynum Faith Foundation. There was a big push, not only from himself, but from the Filipino-American sports community of trying to get him into the Pro Bowl. It looks like amongst free safeties, Cam Bynum finished 5th overall. There is still a possibility that he could make the Pro Bowl as an alternate, depending on how some of the teams in the playoffs fare, and generally when teams make it to the Super Bowl, those players that had been voted into the Pro Bowl elect, obviously not to play in the Pro Bowl game. So there's still a possibility that Cam Bynum is able to play in his first NFL Pro Bowl game. But there will be probably a few weeks from now if we find out if he is able to make his first Pro Bowl. In regards to some of the other local sports with some Filipino connections coming up within the week, tomorrow, the Minnesota Wild face off against the Dallas Stars. And for the second time this year, they will be in town, and they are led by Filipino-American Jason Robertson, their left winger, who we were able to speak with last year. The Minnesota Wild were able to play the Dallas Stars in the playoffs as well last year, and they, I believe, eliminated the Wild 3-1. And later on the 13th, the Minnesota Wild will be taking on their former teammate, the former alternate captain of the Minnesota Wild, and a frequent guest that we've been able to share some time with, defenseman Matthew Dumba. Hopefully in the near future, when Matt's here with this visit, hopefully we'll be able to touch base with Matt. It's been a year or two since we've talked to Mr. Dumba in regards to his hockey career, but now it's with a little different perspective now that he is a member of the Arizona Coyote. But for right now, we're going to play a first song of the evening. It is from the group Pinay. And the name of this song is entitled Everything You'll Be Missing.
Everything.
once again. That was Panay with their song Everything You'll Be Missing, and that was from their first album, Inevitable. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We can also be heard online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. You can also find our show via the KFAI app, via Google Play, and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song. I'm sorry, our first article of the evening. And this comes from finance@yahoo.com. While recent tensions in the South China Sea have highlighted the Philippines' maritime vulnerability, the more insidious risk of state-sponsored cyber attacks and a lack of resources to handle them may be the country's bigger challenge. In a November report, a Chinese group known as Stately Taurus was blamed for an attack that had compromised a Philippine government agency for 5 days earlier in 2023, coinciding with the clashes between the two countries' ships in the South China Sea. Stately Taurus operations align with a geopolitical topics of interest in the Chinese government, according to Palo Alto Networks, the U.S. cybersecurity firm that produced the report. The Philippines officials say it's difficult to pin any cyber attacks on one specific country. Still, online security breaches in the Southeast Asian nations are widespread. Over 60,000 user accounts were compromised in the third quarter of the last year, according to cybersecurity company Surfshark, putting the Philippines among the world's 30 most attacked countries. In September, state insurer Philippine Health Insurance Corporation suffered a huge data leak. Hackers defaced the website of the country's House of Representatives just weeks later. Cyber attackers are a bigger threat than the firing of water cannons, said Sherwin Ono, a cyber defense consultant to the National Security Council and an associate professor at De La Salle University in Manila. The government's cyber response team has 35 members. The group is so understaffed that it's sometimes forced to work with anonymous black hat hackers who may have previously attacked government websites but are willing to offer tips on looming threats, said Jeffrey Ind, under security at the Department of Information and Communications Technology. Do we even have the capability with just 30 people looking at each and every weakness? We do not, D said, adding that the team would ideally number about 200. We do our best to defend the Republic. Shortage of funds is the primary obstacle, he said. The Philippines' lack of competitive pay scale to recruit and retain cyber talent within government agencies, according to research backed by the United States Agency for International Development. Government agencies are not the only ones taking increased notices of the threat. Romeo Browner Jr., the Philippines Armed Forces Chief of Staff, announced plans in October to recruit more cyber warriors to combat what he described as a near daily threats, including from unidentified foreign forces. Worldwide, cyber is really becoming a very important domain in warfare, Browner said at the time. This new breed of warriors don't necessarily have to be muscled. What we need are individuals who are intelligent and very skilled in the cyber domain. In recent months, government agencies around the world have warned of China's potential digital threat. In its latest annual threat assessment, the U.S. Office of Directors of National Intelligence said China probably currently represents the broadest, most active, and persistent of cyber espionage threat to U.S. government and private sector networks. In May, the UK spy agency warned of fresh threats from China's nation-state hackers. China's foreign minister said it opposed baseless rumors and slander, and that the country's stance of cybersecurity was consistent and clear in an email response to Bloomberg's new request for comment. China usually says it's a victim of hacking when it's accused of carrying out cyber attacks. It also calls the U.S. the world's top hacker. Ona said that the experience of Taiwan, which has been subject to massive cyber attacks from China, is particularly instructive for the Philippines. China is using Russia's playbook and has used it against its adversaries, he said, with assistance from Manalo Serapio Jr., Margie Murphy, Jamie Tarabe, Philip Glayman, and Zefeng Hang. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It's from an artist that I first heard him sing at Cam Bynum's second annual Filipino Fiesta event, which took place at Metro State University. I believe the correct way to pronounce the name of this male singer is Joey, J-O-U-I. I'll probably check in with Joey or Joy or how he properly pronounces his name. But the name of this song is Everything I Wanted. It's his take on a Billie Eilish cover.
You and I say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. I don't wanna lie here, but we can learn to. And if I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you.
Once again, that was Joey with Everything I Wanted. And if you were able to check out the Golden Globes before you listen to the Filipino-American National News, you would have noticed that Filipino-American comedian, actor Joe Coy was the host of the event, which he was named the host of on December the 20th. First, and that was pretty quick in regards of a turnaround time for someone to be named a host at such a late time. If you're able to catch some of the monologue from the event, it looks like there's some been mixed reviews in regards to some of the jokes that they hit and some of them didn't hit. And Joe, during the monologue, did say, well, you know, the ones that are making you laugh are the ones that I wrote, and the ones that you might not be laughing are the ones that the other writers wrote for the show. But we do have time for one last short article, and this comes from Rappler. Former NBA champion and 8-time All-Star Dwight Howard arrived in the Philippines on Sunday, January 7th, and is set to prepare with a strong group athletics for the 2024 Dubai International Basketball Championship this January 19th through the 28th. In a short video posted across the social media platforms, the 38-year-old center expressed his excitement after landing in Manila, while Gilas Philippines naturalized player Andre Blatch waved in the background. Guess what, y'all? We finally made it to the Philippines, said Howard, a 3-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year and the number one overall pick in 2004. Blatch and Howard are set to join fellow former NBA players Andre Robertson in the massively stacked strong group squad that also boosts American guards Mackenzie Moore, UAP MVP Kevin Kimball, UAPB champion J.D. Koilungan, and coach Brian Gorejan, Topes Robinson, and Charlie Du. Like the previous years when it fielded ex-NBA players Nick Young, Shabazz Muhammad, Strong Group is again a heavy favorite in the annual week-long pocket tournament that features some of the Middle East's best teams. The Frank Lau-owned squad, however, looks to raise some yielding early exits in the last tournament and go for gold this time round with Howard in arguably the best recruited import yet. And right now, we are going to end the show with a group that seems to be very popular these days in the Philippines. It's a group known as SB19. And the name of this song is Crimson. Stay tuned for sound effects.
cutler. Suka bamu check sa kong IG. BBS sa kong drip mo rin Nike. Too cold on my skin Stanley. Get a feeling of back who can stop me.
Copy not me, never been sloppy. Been a long time but your boy still bossy. Hot outside but the next still frosty. Pull up five deep with a seam more bossy. Y'all too easy. Ba't ako mga sulat kaya mo si. Bakit buka kang pilit? Huwag ka mang gumulit. Asa ka pa na magaya. I'm the one and only.
Sige lang na sige. Believe it nang walang pagsisi. Buhos mo lahat hanggang makakaya mo.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org, where community grows.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns.